Welcome, everyone. Thank you for pausing from this infinite activity to rest and savor and to share what we're all noticing. So we start the gatherings by being with ourselves, with this stillness that we are, this silent openness. Then we'll just open to sharing and wherever our awareness is being drawn these days. Hello, it's Pamela again. Thank you for resting. It's so rare that we as members of the human tribe even pause for a moment to savor, to be with. All of nature is the confirmation of what is, this deep abiding, an unmoving, animating all movement. So what are you all noticing? We can trust where awareness is drawn. It's how intelligence informs itself. So to speak, just unmute yourself with star six, and then when it feels complete, star six again.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Suzanne.
Welcome.
Thank you. What I'd like some support with today is I've been becoming aware that I tend to focus on what's not working and what's wrong, and I would like to develop more gratitude and devotion, but there's a big part of me that thinks that kind of comes from the left brain, logical, and thinks that's stupid or I think I identify more with like masculine and doing and functioning and achieving, and it feels scary to be in gratitude somehow, like like if I don't keep complaining, the universe won't keep delivering. I know that's not right, but...
Yeah, no, but that's right. That's not even your confession. It's the mind's confession. The identified mind has decided it's your bodyguard and your coach and your herding dog and all sorts of things. So just thank it for no reason, and it doesn't have to be sincere.
Okay.
And just honor the partial truth in the mind's complaining. So the partial truth is that there could be more fullness or more goodness or more ease or... more relaxation. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah, so say yes to all that.
It's a thing of trust.
Okay. Yeah, but that'll hook you because then we'll have to have a whole homework on trusting. So tell the mind it doesn't have to trust or mistrust. Does it like that? Less homework? Neither trusting nor mistrusting. neither getting it right nor getting it wrong. It's like, oh, what a relief.
I just keep hearing, but.
Yeah, that's our friend Doubt. And just thank Doubt for trying to protect you. It's all protective. We're such treasures as this divine naturalness that we walk around with maybe 15 burly bodyguards that are formless and worried. So gratitude is our nature. That's why maybe a few insincere thank yous in the beginning quickly become sincere thank yous. Ah, thank you. So we don't have to work on the devotion or gratitude because that's who we are, luckily.
Okay.
So anytime the mind moves into worry or coaching you or trying to enhance or edit you, just say thank you, no thank you. Because from its point of view, it's trying to enhance your ability to survive. And yet it, with its worried love, it's like sand. Sand in the stillness. It keeps rubbing the stillness a bit raw.
But it wants to contribute. It wants to make sure I make a contribution.
Yeah, but it could presence do that rather than identified mind nudge you in that? Yeah. Because from nature's point of view, everything has equal value in its contribution. From the little daisy in the lawn to the great oak tree. It's only in the human tribe that there's a hierarchy of contribution. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah. But every ant is considered... Oh, a star. From the sun's point of view, the sun is going, oh, that ant. Wow. I'm going to shine on that ant. Yeah, so having equal value, everyone having equal value is welcome here. Because our value is in our essence, and I know you know that, but we're just helping the mind discern. So our greatest gift we can give humanity is to liberate our mind, uncontain our heart, and bow to our bellies. And then any further creativity is just bonus. Does that resonate?
Yeah. It's like I'm saying, like, if you had a body and there was, like, a cell in the body, it's like I'm that cell, and then this imaginary, like, big guy comes out and starts trying to hit on the cell to make it function when it's already functioning.
Yeah, but just once again, don't touch the content of the movement of identified mind, because that's how we get hooked.
Okay.
Because it's a hypnotist and a mischievous genius, so it'll start spinning, oh, well, this
stories.
Is happening because of this, and, well, I don't know if you deserve that. You know, it's like, hello? no deserving nor not deserving here. Yeah, so have some fun with it, because you, oddly enough, are the identified mind's guru. You're the in-house sage. And it's always asking you what's true. Do I need to do this anymore? Do I need to give you this service anymore? And you go, no, no, no.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's be a friend to the mind. It's a little fried in all beings. It got overcooked.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
love,
you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Pamela?
Hi, Amandine. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay, and you?
Good, good. I'm here in the garden, listening to the music.
So I wanted to speak to you because I've noticed that the NICE program always comes back. It looks like there are many layers to it.
Yes, yes. It wants to have full satisfaction from you in satsang, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, inner satsang.
I feel that since the retreat has been attracting a lot of people, and I still have this nice program, so I don't know how.
Yeah. So the nice program is just trying to keep you safe, right?
I guess, yes. But but it makes me feel resentful sometimes.
Yes, very true, because it's artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah, any program, activity, or old script is going to irritate us. Could you allow yourself to be irritated by the NICE program?
I do, but I always do it when I'm at home alone. I don't get angry in front of people.
Yes, but just in this moment, just agree it's totally irritating and that you don't like it.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Have some fun. It's like you're a volcano and you could stomp around and go, ah. And just a few, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No thank you. Ça suffit, that's enough. No thank you, no thank you, no thank you.
It's about the boundaries as well, I feel. How to protect my boundaries.
It's more we have to help that program discern, because it's on automatic, not you.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm.
So,
on
the top, there's like wanting safety for you and wanting everyone to be happy around you so that they don't get mad at you and all that sort of thing. But underneath, can you feel there's an honest, caring, wanting the best for everyone?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, so stay with that. Really honor, because underneath the conditioned is the unconditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the unconditioned is like, oh, I wish everyone was happy, and I wish they all had their heart's longing, and...
Mm-hmm.
Food and shelter and happiness and safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just stay with that and honor the truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this sage Papaji used to start his satsangs with, let there be peace, let mm-hmm. there be peace amongst all beings. Om Shanti Shanti. Mm. And that's the longing underneath. And then the nice program is way, way up on top.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I find if I really honor where it's all coming from, which is deep and true, it can relax. Of course we want that for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And it feels like a weight, and it's not easy to say the truth to people, also.
Yes.
Mm. It's the same. I don't want to hurt them, so I'm very cautious with my words, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be eaten alive as well.
That's so, true. That's true.
The dilemma that I have done.
Yeah, so just, I know what, see the polarity is, see if this resonates, being eaten mm-hmm. alive or all giving.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your two yes. options. No wonder you're exhausted and you have to live alone. Being all giving or eaten alive, it's like, oh. That's kind of fun. I love seeing the operative polarities because they always make me laugh when I see them. So I saw that just now in myself
mm-hmm.
because it's the nature of love to be all giving, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can still be all giving with discernment and include yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you do. Can you see you already include yourself by sort of retreating back home and being quiet?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. But since the retreat, I feel that there have been too many people coming at me and
yeah.
I didn't know how to deal with them. It was too many people, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just agree with that overwhelm, that eaten alive.
Yeah, I feel more relaxed. I was tense in my eyes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then it's better.
And you know, sometimes when, especially, we're resting and kind of shining, and people will be drawn mm-hmm. to us.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And yes.
Yeah, and really, they just want to know that in themselves, don't they?
I suppose, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also, even though the all-giving nature of love will want to give them everything, they really just want a few moments of warm loving kindness and mm-hmm. listening. So So what's so funny is, like, you can give them what they want in a few moments, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
By honoring their true nature, even if they're stirred up or overwhelmed or tired, it's just a few bows and warm twinkles. And that's enough, mm-hmm. you know. I used to think, wow, I had to give them the universe, plus feed them and hang out with them forever. But no, 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 just a few moments of like, oh, you are precious, you are divine.
It feels like when I treat them that way, they're full of me, they want to do everything, and it's stifling, it's feeling,
oh,
I can't breathe.
Stifling, yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks, stifling. Stifling is just want to keep you safe. So you, it forces you to retreat, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I push them away in a nice way. I push them away. Too much.
Yeah, it's just feel that in the body. Too much. Eaten alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a big sore throat for a long time. For a few weeks now.
Oh, gosh.
So, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's because of
yeah. And just have compassion for that feeling you'll be consumed, eaten alive. There'll be nothing left. You'll be just some ashes. You've given everything. You've burned up. There's just a few little pieces of coal or ashes left. You've fallen over. Have some fun with that. It's like, yes. Death by givingness. Death by being too nice. She gave too much and collapsed. Oh, it's very feminine, you know. It's like,
yes.
You know, like the mother that gives everything and then dies young, you know, to escape her beautiful babies that have consumed her. Oh. So you can be all giving and include yourself. That's where the balance is. You know, and mm-hmm. it does take a while to find that balance.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm still finding that within myself.
So you retreat inside and out and in your home also?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's totally okay until we really get that we don't have to be all giving to our detriment, because the old model of, at least, I don't know, in Europe, but in America, it was be all for the women, be all giving and then kind of collapse.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular.
I guess you could say you.
Yeah, but just say no thank you a few times. No thank you, no thank you. Old fashioned.
So I feel it takes a lot of effort and time to rebuild some light, to regain some light and energy after meeting those people. And like, so I have to recharge my batteries after a season?
Yes, yes. I have a funny story. I had this dear friend who was and is, even though he doesn't have a body anymore, I'm sure he's still giving satsang, Dasarat. He's amazing for Papaji, just beautiful, beautiful being. And I once said to him after a series of satsangs where I was traveling a lot, he says, how are you? And I said, oh, my batteries need to be recharged. And he looked at me and he said, you don't have batteries. I went, I don't? And I went, oh, I felt so much better. Because that was the little story my mind was saying, was that I had batteries and they were empty of energy and they needed to be recharged. And there's some truth in that the beautiful rhythm of nature, of retreat, and then coming into our fullness, and then retreating, and then coming back into our fullness and sharing. It's a natural rhythm, and it's totally okay. It's what every day is the fullness of sun, and if you live in Paris or someplace, fog, and then evening retreat, day, fullness, evening retreat, and the ocean too, the tides. Yeah, so it's totally okay and it's natural.
Okay.
Yeah, so really honor those rhythms in yourself. And have some fun with enjoying saying no. I love you and no. Byron Katie, if you go on the internet and type in Byron Katie's 10 ways to say no.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. I'll
10 ways to say no.
10 ways to say no. So I love you and no. I want to please you and no. I mean, it's just 10 ways to say no. Oh. It's adorable, but what is so lovely is not so much the ways of saying no, but she gives each one of us total permission to say no, which we didn't have when we were little. You know, it wasn't okay to say no. But she's saying, you're a grown-up now, you can say no.
It's a relief.
Yeah, so look at that list. It'll make you laugh and give you a big space. Okay, dear, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Much
love. Love to you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Panama. It's Kate.
Hello.
Hello. I'm really interested in saying no thank you to things.
Yeah.
Because I've been through saying thank you lots. And I don't quite know what I'm asking, really. I'm just very interested in this. Say there's an app or a habit, a bad habit, for instance, looking to the future, being worried about the future. And so you know it's protection and you know it's devoted. Okay, so devoted because it comes back over and over and over and it's so strong. So you say, thank you. She's so devoted, just so strong. I honor you. You know, I love you. You're amazing. You do that,
yeah. But now and then, you've had enough of that service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm really interested, because then it's so it keeps coming back, and you keep saying, "But I love you. I do. I really love you. Honestly." It keeps coming back. So can you say no? Thank you. Okay. No, thank you.
Yeah. But now you—that's all you have to do. You've already bathed it in compassion and love. So now you can say thank you, no thank you.
Yeah, that's really, really different. It's very nice.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you, no thank you. I like that there's freedom in both, no?
Because that is really freeing because, you know, I've seen so many times, you know, how beautiful it is and how strong and, you know, and devoted and all these things that these apps and habits are. But I had come to a point where that was becoming Oh, yeah, I didn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And though, yeah, so I didn't know how else to be with it.
Yeah, that's right, because you were being invoked into your firmness, which is your authentic no.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this idea with compassion and love that it's all welcoming, which it is, and that it's tender, which it is, but it also has a rooted enough now, you know, that firmness. There's love, natural love is also firm.
And because that was interesting, because I was thinking about, just say, like with my partner, he might say something that would make me react, and I would think, oh, I shouldn't react, I shouldn't defend myself.
Oh, no, but as soon as you hear that word shouldn't or should, Neelam gave me such a gift with that. She said, as soon as you hear that word, it's conditioning. Don't even touch the content.
So that's what
it's not like presence is going around lecturing itself. You really should. It's not like the sky is saying to all the trees, you all should.
Yeah. So, you know, that kind of being okay to defend, not defend yourself, that sounds wrong, but just if it arises to say, no, that's not acceptable, you can't say that to me. Then
but,
that's okay.
But you see, they can't hear you if there's a push behind it. So all you have to do is say, no, thank you. That really is such an amazing phrase. No, thank you.
Or yeah, I like that.
That's enough now.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's much, it's much stronger.
It actually diffuses things. Whereas if you protest and sort of rise up energetically and push back, then we're going to have a very successful argument.
Yes, which of course one wants to avoid. Yeah. The other thing that I noticed when I was looking at mind when we were sitting quietly for that 15 minutes is how strong it is. It's so strong. It's natural because their strength is, I just incredible. And
yeah, let's ask the mind who it is that it's so powerful. Who are you?
Because I always think of the word intelligence, but I feel something different, like it's informing everything, if you know what I mean.
Very nice. So really honor that there's an indefatigable strength in it. And we could just honor that, because it's rare we ever honor that original life force that's moving.
Yeah.
What we call the mind in all of its aspects.
Because I believe that looking for the mind to be love was only part of the story, part of the what's real, and to see it as so strong, like roaring, you know, like a lion, but even more than that was quite a surprise.
Yes, and that's why it can totally checkmate us so regularly. But just bow to it and give it more space. As soon as we honor it, it uncontains itself.
The other thing I noticed in the 15 minutes was if I just expand my awareness, it doesn't even have to be to the moon, just outside my body, it feels much safer.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, you're not all bottled up.
I noticed that for the first time. It just kind of takes it from being so personal to just being that little bit safer, and you touch the kind of joy. I hadn't really noticed that before.
Wonderful.
I wanted to share that.
Thank
people.
You.
Yeah. So no thank you. And thank you.
If you never said anything for the rest of your life other than thank you or no thank you, we would wander around the world quite effectively.
Because it's brilliant, because I've been concentrating so much on gratitude, really concentrating on it for so much seeming time. I just never, ever thought of You can be grateful and say no thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you,
dear. Lots of love.
Yes, and to you.
Pamela?
Yes?
Hello, how are you?
Great. How about you?
Oi, I've been better. I feel like I have a very unpopular topic to bring up, but
yes,
making me nauseous, so I better talk about it.
Yeah.
I was visited last night at about 3 a.m. by this very cruel, punishing heart that wanted to hurt some animals that I was taking care of.
Okay.
They woke me up. One of them has dementia, and he was scratching the floors and wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one woke me up and wanted me to let her out to go to the bathroom, and she wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt very out of control with this very, I mean, it's that Schadenfreude thing of cruel, wanting to be cruel and enjoying cruelty to others. Now, I can say that I didn't act on it, but I was absolutely... Well, see, that's not even true. I tipped one of the dogs over because she wouldn't move out of the way, but it was on a mattress.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very out of control. I felt very unevolved. I could just pray. That's all I could do.
Yeah, so it's just some frustration and rage, no?
Yeah, but it felt like it wanted to be cruel to these creatures.
Well, it just wanted relief. See, the only reason humans go out and are aggressive and violent and cruel is because something in them is looking for relief, and it's the only way they know how. It sounds weird, but it's just how it is, you know? So honor that part, because we want to liberate it. And see, the mind will say, don't liberate it because it'll go out and make trouble. But that's actually not true. The only reason it makes trouble is because it's contained, it's suppressed.
Okay.
Yeah, so just think of this as a noble inner satsang moment that will benefit all beings. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
We all have that in us, and we've all noticed that under pressure, it'll act out. Yeah. So just see where it lives in the body. If it'll be like a snarling. Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, it's between my throat and my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Right in that zone.
Yeah, and just see what it wants.
It wants them to stop. It wants them to knock it off.
Oh, the animals. It wants those animals to knock it off, right?
Yeah. Let me go back to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, and just agree with that. And that would give it temporary relief if the animals let it sleep, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And what would allow it greater relief? We're just being curious.
Well, in that moment anyway, it wanted to scream. It wanted to shout.
Yes.
Scream.
And ask it, what would that give it?
It would feel better.
Yeah.
It would feel better.
And would that be a temporary feeling better or a forever one?
No, just temporary.
Yeah, so ask it what would allow it to feel better forever.
I don't know. I just feel like crying, though, right now.
Yeah, so just give it some compassion. I'm here, I understand. Yeah.
I feel like it's saying I can't really ever get full relief because nobody, I can't make everybody behave themselves, and I want everybody to cut their crap.
Yeah, but agree with its frustration. Just tell it you're right. Wouldn't it be great? We had one epic, universal, galactic satsang moment where everybody shifts. Just agree with that. I think that would be very efficient. I disagree with it. You're right. Everybody should wake up and shift and be instantly balanced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just agree. I agree. That would be great.
I don't know if it's embarrassment that's arising now or if it's the rage itself that's crying.
Something yeah, but it, yeah. You know, there's human frustration, and then I would suggest there's a natural frustration underneath. But just a core frustration with, like, how weird the play is, the human life is. It's just like, ugh. And just to honor that. I agree. It's all too much. Oh.
Yeah, and it feels very shameful, too. I don't know how to help it with feeling ashamed.
Yeah, but you can ask shame what its longing is or how it would like you to be with it. Because there's a divine quality hidden in the human shame.
Well, it's definitely asking me not to judge it any further, because that would feel better.
Okay, good. Yeah, we agree with that. No one likes being judged and disapproved of. And just if it resonates, you could just a few times say, natural regret is welcome here. I think it's very healthy natural regret when we look at the role play and the reactions and like hindsight looks back and goes, natural regret, sorry.
Yeah.
And just to say, yes.
Yeah, it's one of the worst feelings ever. I think any time that it's natural to regret when you want to be cruel to the vulnerable of any kind.
Yeah, but I wouldn't linger with that because your mind is using it to keep you down. If you look from the big view noticed that it was very mild. It didn't even get to medium. Does that resonate?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So could you bow to that and say thank you? Because we all have, you know, because this constrained aspect within us, in the past there has been medium and above medium reactivity, and I call it casual cruelty. Because it's sort of... It's gotten casual, and then television is the celebration of casual to extreme cruelty. Which is why I don't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very surprising when these things arise, I have to say.
Well, it's just, the good news is your primordial life force wants to uncontain itself and root and be a mountain rather than a snarly, bratty mountain lion.
Yeah. I have to say that was a very cool thing at 3 o'clock because I literally heard your words going through that sometimes it's grace itself that brings these things into our experience.
Yeah.
And that really helped me not go insane with shame about it. Because I was like, oh, grace brought this, you're right.
Grace brought extreme reactivity and wanting to hurl the ancient animals across the room. Shut up. Go to bed.
Yeah,
so reactivity. See, that's eventually a sage has to sit with the reactivity. That's very ancient reptilian brain survival stuff.
Mm.
So just bow to reactivity. It's actually a neutral function. Neutral, even harmless in its essence until it's under pressure and then explodes.
Mm.
So just bowing to reactivity. Thank you for trying to keep me safe.
Mm. Yeah, it took the situation very seriously, very quickly.
Yeah.
Sleeping were life or death.
That's it. But, from you deprive anything of enough sleep and there will be reactivity.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just honor the natural regret and thank that reactivity didn't escalate.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually even thank reactivity itself. Good job. You didn't lose it. That's amazing. Because the only reason it wants to lose it is to give itself more space.
Oh, yeah.
Because reactivity, it's not one of the favorite songs in sagehood. Until we finally sit with it and go, oh, you're just protective.
Yeah. I think I have a similar secondary part that, like Almondine has, or Kate, I can't remember, but of the part that arises in tandem with that reactivity is, oh my God, no, gotta be really, really nice. Be really, really nice.
Yeah, but see, both are gonna irritate you. Reactivity and niceness. Actually, that's a really good polarity to sit with. Because oddly enough, when we're nice to people, they don't trust us because it's artificial.
Yeah,
so just honor that arc of being doesn't suit you anymore. Nice, too reactive, highly reactive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most people are tippy-toeing around each other because we all have that in us. Mm-hmm. It was encoded for survival.
Yeah.
Placate, be nice to survive, and then explode to push everyone away to maintain the felt sense of space, which is who we are. So it's like just we're honoring all of this weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
that we were given. I mean, the infinite gave itself infinite capacity for survival through all these strange movements.
So uncontaining.
Well, bow to reactivity, because we want reactivity to... reactivity's true nature is responsiveness, so you can't fire it. So this,
right.
I mean, because we're responding from moment to moment, that's the nature of being, right?
Yes.
And then reactivity is just that natural responsiveness and life force, but it's squeezed. It's squeezed into this tiny little space because it's been told you're bad.
Mm.
It's the energetic equivalent to go to your room.
Right.
When I was little, that was very popular. Go to your room.
That's right.
Go to your room and reflect on your bad behavior.
Mm.
Yeah, so we want reactivity. Bow to its life force. I mean, there's such a positive strength in it as well. It's what allows mothers to lift cars off their children and things like that. So there's very cool life force there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can really see what you're saying. I think I delay responsiveness because I go into niceness, and then, of course, it flips into reactivity.
Beautifully said. That sums it up, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, so it's so frustrated at this point because it's so old-fashioned in all of us. This little like placating, tippy-toeing thing, and then rah.
Yeah. And I'm not very aware of how I do. I do it with animals a lot. I mean, I feel terribly frightened of ever doing anything that would hurt an animal. So I think I'm in that placating energy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are so vulnerable.
Yeah, but then eventually here's now the invitation to sit with harmlessness and harmfulness. The resolution is always in the opposites balancing each other by coming together. So harmfulness and harmlessness are welcome here. Reactivity and responsiveness. So there's no error in any of it. What it is that one app in the head that's for or against, the good-bad app, basically. It's the one that maintains tension that then imbalances everything. So like so much of this naturalness is bad and so much of the naturalness is good. And then all of a sudden here we have artificial tension and then things have to explode because they're suppressed. And so it's just like a nice inner massage where all the muscles are balanced.
Ah. Yeah, boy, I'm really seeing a lot today.
Yeah, and these are just sort of ancient rhythms. I mean, reaction is such a healthy thing. Thank God, you know.
Yeah.
If I see a mountain lion, you know, running towards me, who knows? I might run up a tree. That's brilliant reaction. I might go in the house quickly, close door. Very wise.
Wow. This is so, I feel so grateful to have a place to talk about this. You know, there's hardly any place in the world where I would bring the subject up because I found it too embarrassing. But here I feel like I can understand the roots of it and come to center, and I'm just appreciative. I don't have to feel ashamed and in silence about it.
Yes. Yes, I'm so glad. And also your honesty and transparency with it allows us all to notice that in ourselves and go, oh, yeah.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Mm, much love, and I'm bowing to those two crotchety old animals that invoke this amazing inner satsang with you.
That's another good one. I'll do that too.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Much love.
Much love.
Okay.
Pamela, this is Craig.
Hey.
How are you?
I am very happy to be with everyone and in my garden and very happy.
Hmm. So I get the sense that it's time for me to participate, but I don't know my whole question.
Yes.
And I see myself kind of like tiptoeing around the, kind of watching. And I see that there's like, oh, like, stay safe, but there's no risk.
Yes, nicely noticed.
And so, you know, I just really want to say I appreciate everything I've been learning from you and from everyone who's coming to sit and talk, and it's been really helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I believe it's a conversation. It's something around control, maybe. It's maybe wanting a degree of say in the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
very
protecting
natural.
Around that.
Yeah, and just honor that the partial truth in that, of course.
Yeah.
And what would that give it? It's sort of my shorthand for the body, mind, consciousness, presence, life. What would that give life if it had that so-called control and say in the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
What would that allow?
Something like freedom.
Yeah, so that's what it's wanting. And you know yourself as awareness or whatever you want to call yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so now the body mind wants to know itself as that. Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it's saying.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It was going for second best. It thought, well, if I can't have freedom, at least I could have some control. Yeah, so ask the body mind if it would like to know its true nature. Would that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at how. And just honor how wise it is to long for that.
Mm.
And just invite the body mind to look behind its form and function and all the ideas about it. And it doesn't have to know, it's just sort of being curious.
Getting the visceral sense of that, like a warmth.
There you go. Yeah, and just feed that with gratitude or hello or it's like an inner namaste. And what's felt or seen or noticed?
Maybe it's the sense of the spaceless space, kind of the warm spaceless space I have heard you mention before.
Yeah, there it is. That's what the body's made of too. And
wow.
The mind. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So sometimes I would notice things and then I wouldn't reflect on them, but I'm sure that's not true about you. But can you notice that means, this is, blew me away when I noticed this, that means that the body can die and not die. Both are true.
Yes.
And also, that's true about the mind, too. The mind,
whoa,
you know, is so cool. It's like nothing dies. Yes, apparent form dies, but the five elements that make the form and animate the mind and all that is cannot die. It's like, my body was so happy with that because it knew that. It was like always like, wait a second. It's not either or, it's both. Oh, my body,
wow,
so relaxes. It goes, yeah, I can die, but I don't. Ha, ha, ha. So there. You can't scare me anymore.
Gosh, wow. What a relief.
Yes. So I think, you know, that's why for all of us as sages, you know, there we notice our true nature, but then there's these weird arisings subsequent to that that we can't understand. Why is this all still ongoing? And for me it was like, oh, everything wants to know its true nature. That's why they bug us. That's why they even wake somebody up in the middle of the night. You know?
Well, thank you for the timelessness.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for showing the body mind its true nature.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Much love.
Much love.
So just a little anecdote. Robert Adams used to start his satsangs with, "You are not who you appear to be, you are divine." And he would say that many, many times, and it really would just start to permeate and soothe that amazing respect presence has for itself in all beings, in all forms. And then a little bit after I noticed I wasn't my role, one day I kept hearing his voice say, "Nothing is what it appears to be." And that got my attention, and then it was repeated a few times, "Nothing is what it appears to be." And then a few more times repeated in Robert's voice. And Innocence Inside's response was, "Really?" Because it's so convincing, appearance and form and function and the labeling that backs it all up. And he was inviting himself, as all beings, and now I'm passing on the invitation to just look a little deeper. You know, just stay curious about, wow, this is labeled this, and there's a whole group agreement to move against it. But what if I look behind the scenes or behind the costumes and the group agreements and ideas? I wonder what that really is. And that's that natural curiosity that is who we are as pure intelligence, that once it gives itself a clue, then it just enjoys uncovering the mystery wherever its awareness is drawn. And we're each one of us just following our natural resonance and inclination, and that way our life unfolds beautifully and in truth. These each unique embodiments following their own resonance and curiosity, and then we gather back together to report what we've noticed. And thus we inform each other and nourish each other with the fruits of our noticing. Nourishment is also formless. So we have enough timelessness for one more sage to report, if you're so inclined.
Hi, Pamela.
Yes.
Hi, it's Sharada.
Hello.
And I just wanted to comment just on what you just said now. That just struck me as really so profound, that you know, wherever you are, there's that presence, that love that's always there, sometimes more contained or sometimes more flowing. But it just coming back to a sitting in a group like this, the nourishment is just so incredible. I forget that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just how beautiful that is, and just how incredibly nourishing just being in a space that you can just relax so deeply in with others.
Mm.
So thank you.
Oh, beautiful satsang, dear. Thank you for confirming and living that.
Mm. Mm. It's not like it's not here always, but there's just the reflection, I guess.
Yes. Yes, it must be kind of, I'm not a musician, oh, I'm sort of a wannabe musician, but it must be like musicians that practice at home together and then show up for an orchestral gathering. It must be that kind of pleasure, you know? Yay!
Mm-hmm.
More than one sage
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, much lovely love. To be with you. Thank you for mm-hmm. satsang, dear.
Pamela?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Amandine again. Just because I didn't catch the title of the book, or I don't know if it's a book or about the 10 ways of saying no.
Oh, yes, write it down. Yes. Very good. It is Byron Katie. So Byron, first name, and Katie, Katie, last name. You should,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the book, but if you Google Byron Katie's 10 ways to say no,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll come up.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch it.
Oh, yeah, no worries, because it's so funny and so deeply true and so liberating, that little list. And it'll make
mm-hmm.
you laugh.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and write me an email and tell me when you read them.
Okay.
What happens? To me, it was like, oh, it's okay to say no? Wow. I was just so joyous about all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look at the title.
Oh, good, good. Okay,
thank
dear.
You.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Much love.
That was my dog's contribution to satsang. Some celebratory barking. Oh, somehow the voice is being change, so we can't hear you by the technology. And it's actually time to sign off from at least telephone satsang, but as we know, satsang, life is satsang itself, the being with, the honoring of all that is. So maybe, Tomas, I can return the hosting back to you.
I wanted to mention a couple upcoming telesatsangs. Can you hear me, Pamela? Is this better?
Yes.
Great. Next Sunday, September 13th, we have a telesatsang with Catherine Ingram at the same time. We'll be Pamela Wilson will be back with us on September 20th at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And on September 27th, it'll be with Neelam at the same time, and you can get information on the Open Circle website.
Highly recommended, all those ladies. I'm including myself. It's the divine feminine, and it's nice to bask in that warm-heartedness, which is also in the divine masculine, with a slightly different flavor, no? Tomas would know.
Yes, absolutely. Let me see now. I'd like to unmute everyone. Let me see if this works. It's my first time hosting, so that everyone could say goodbye.
Thank you, Pamela. It was lovely.
Yummy. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.